must draw a line in the sand today.
$60,000. That's the latest figure out of how much it will cost taxpayers to fix the damage to the grounds of West Capitol Park in Albany. Officials say the huge gun rights rally in late February resulted in severe damage to the landscape when thousands of people showed up in inclement weather to protest Governor Cuomo's New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, or SAFE Act. Republican New York State Senator Kathy Marchione has been an outspoken advocate for Second Amendment rights and introduced a bill to repeal the gun measure. She was at the rally.
I give people who came to rally here a great deal of credit. It was raining for most of the day. They stood out in the rain. They were respectful. They were polite. And they were exercising their constitutional right to a peaceful assembly.
SUNY New Paltz professor of political science Gerald Benjamin explains any damage to the grounds was likely unintentional on the part of the rallygoers.
In some instances where facilities are made available to funded projects, the good order of the projects and the cleanup after them is part of the bill that the public facility provides to those projects. But when people are exercising First Amendment rights and protesting and have some collateral damage, I don't know if this is or can be a chargeback for that.
Office of General Services workers have begun the process of restoring the grounds. OGS spokesperson Heather Grohl declined to be interviewed by phone, choosing to respond to a request for comment by email. To quote, "The damage was caused when the large number of people stood and walked on wet ground for an extended period of time. Damages are estimated at $60,000, which includes $30,000 in materials and $30,000 in labor. Work has started, and we expect, weather permitting, that the prep work will be done by the last week in April. We will then lay the sod, which will take about a week." Senator Marchione labels the cleanup issue ridiculous.
I think that people have a right to come, and I find it hard to understand that the gun rally people who were here are the ones that are being pulled out of the group. There's rallies here all the time. You know, one thing I will say is that the media reported that there were 5,000 people. There weren't 5,000 people. There were upwards of 10,000 people. They've never wanted to give this rally the credence that it actually deserves until now, when you want to talk about damage that's been done to the grounds. I'm telling you, when these people left, there wasn't a bit of trash on the ground. They were respectful. They exercised their right of peaceful assembly.
Cost of an Outdoor People's Initiative has made headlines before. Albany occupies 4A out of its Academy Park digs over into adjoining state-controlled Lafayette Park in a curfew-breaking protest that spanned the evenings of November 15th and 28th, 2011, resulted in state police chalking up an overtime tab of $91,000. By contrast, WNYT-TV reported estimated cleanup costs at Academy Park in the wake of the Occupy movement spending several weeks there to be less than $10,000. When contacted, officials at the office of Mayor Jerry Jennings were unable to come up with a final figure. What remains unclear is whether any protocol changes for future rallies will be adopted. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.